Are you ready, Andrea?
Oh, he's behind us.
We're going. Welcome. I'd like to welcome. Is it on? I'd like to welcome everybody to the North Salt Lake Planning Commission meeting for June 25th, 2013. I want to start with welcoming Andrea, who's our new secretary?
Minutes secretary.
Does everyone get a chance to meet Andrea? No? Andrea, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? In 2 minutes or less.
Okay.
Oh, that's quick.
I've lived up here on and off for 10 years.
Mike.
Mike, yeah.
And in Salt Lake. Okay. Salt Lake. I've been on the HOA board at my community for 2 years, and I'm just working right now and then starting this. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, welcome, and thank you. Linda, you're all right with all this?
I'm using a different laptop, and it's giving me an error that I've had once several years ago on my other, so I'm trying to remember what we did to fix it.
So should we continue or not? Should we wait? Tell me.
Just the breeze for a couple minutes for me.
All right.
Are you at shorthand?
How about we can at least do, we start each meeting with public comments. If anyone has anything to say that's outside of the agenda, you can come up and ask, say it now. Nothing? Well, that's shooting that breeze. What? Yeah, this will go fast. Oh, we have another planning commission member coming. Ryan's coming. So who are we missing? We're only missing
Brian.
Brian now.
Brian.
And Brian's coming?
Yes.
Okay. We might as well tell everybody our Festival of Speed is in a week from today, from tonight, right?
Yeah.
Bruce, do you want to tell everybody about it?
We've got a lot of changes and improvements to the show this year. I think we're going to have a lot more cars. A fellow in my neighborhood just purchased a very, very fine Ferrari, and he's going to bring that. And some other people will be bringing a lot of really nice automobiles. I expect a perfect, better than perfect Model A Ford, 1929, I think it is. A Model T Ford that's absolutely wonderful. It's been there before a couple of years ago. All kinds of muscle cars, all kinds of things. We'll have the fellow fly in. Mike Taylor's coming in again with his helicopter. I've arranged today, it seemed to fall into place today, I've arranged to have a hot air balloon there, thanks to Remax. The Remax agents will be paying and sponsoring that balloon to come, and it'll be on the 10th fairway and rides. You can take a ride in the balloon, but you got to line up. Now, if it's too windy for the balloon, we just won't be able to put it up. But I'm hoping that it'll be like tonight. It doesn't seem to be too bad.
So commissioners get to go first, right?
And this will be up at the golf course.
Is that on the golf course?
Of course, for those of you that...
We're going to close off the road will be closing off the road from the four-way stop near the clubhouse up to Airy Circle, and that'll be a place for overflow of cars. I think we're going to need to overflow. Either that or we're going to have to pack them in really tightly on the grass. But that'll be a place for fire trucks. The fire company's bringing at least one truck up there. The police will have a car or two. I think it's going to be a really good and fun evening. And so if you see some guy running around driving a golf cart and looks like he's going insane, well,
that's you.
Good chance it's going to be me. So. At any rate, you're all invited. Please come if you have a car or any other vehicle. Last year we had a golf cart. We've had motorcycles. Had a really fancy golf cart. We had some guys come in what I call the paintball panzer. So all kinds. And there was one fellow that brought his Oldsmobile Alero. He cleaned it up, swept the insides, and he's very proud of his car. And we said, sure, come on in. So we even had an Oldsmobile Alero.
Cool. So that's July 2nd?
Yeah, it's a week from tonight.
Yep. And then then July 3rd is the fireworks, also up at the golf course. And anything else in the city? Can't think of anything. We had the, the 5K. When's the 5K?
Saturday.
Next Saturday. Okay. So that's the Saturday prior to 4th of July.
Or
this Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. This
Saturday.
Not next.
It's the next Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
This
4 or 5 days from now.
Gotcha. Thank you. All right. Are you ready, Andrea? Okay. So the second item on the agenda after the public comments is consideration of a conditional use permit for RPS Composites Utah Incorporated to be located at 615 West, 900 North. Michael Wack from RPS Composites is the applicant. And Allie's going to tell us all about it.
I'll tell you all about it. So this conditional use permit is for plastics and rubber products manufacturing for RPS Composites, located at 615 West, 900 North, here in the industrial park. RPS Composites manufactures industrial fiberglass components, and they currently employ 33 people. They'll have 20 to 25 people on site at a peak shift. And they're going to be using the whole building here, which is about 4,000 square feet of office and 17,390 square feet of manufacturing space. The total required stalls based on their square footage is 36 parking stalls, including 2 ADA compliant stalls. And there are currently 29 with 2 ADA parking stalls. So the DRC is recommending that 7 additional stalls be striped on site. The applicant's also proposing some outdoor storage at the south end of the property, back here within the fenced area. The fence is currently chain link, so the DRC is also recommending that slats be installed in the chain link fence surrounding that storage area on the property. And so we're recommending that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit with the following conditions: that 7 additional parking stalls be striped on the site in compliance with city standards prior to issuance of a business license, and that all outdoor storage must be screened from view by a solid fence or wall at least 6 feet in height, also prior to issuance of a business license.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Any questions of Allie?
I'm sorry, Allie, where are the new parking stalls going to be? On the west side?
Last I talked to him, he was talking about, somewhere back here, he would just stripe them up against the building,
okay.
Back in the storage area for employee parking. Okay, so it looks like there'll be tandem parking stalls along this south property line is what he's proposing.
Okay.
How many of the employees are office workers versus industrial?
I have 6 office employees.
Okay.
Can you come to the microphone and say your name?
And are the
as
6
well?
Included in the peak 20?
They are.
Okay.
Please, can you state your name and
Michael Wack, RPS Composites,
okay.
General Manager.
Thank you. Does anyone have any other questions?
Part of what I'm exploring is if their office workers are office workers, then presumably their parking demand is met by the office parking calc, and therefore, there's some double counting that appears to be happening in the way that the parking requirement was calculated. Does that make sense? An employee can't occupy a space that was brought about by the industrial demand and the office demand at the same time, unless they have a really big car.
So you're saying that the 7 more is maybe too many?
Well, I mean, if I follow the ordinance, it only reduces their requirement by 2 because they would still have to provide 18, which is the 1 stall per 1,000 square feet. They would still need to provide that, and then 16 for office. So it's just a reduction of 2. It's more just checking in on that one little aspect. I don't think it's a substantive shift.
So Allie? I guess I'm not following because it is calculated separately. So it's calculated by square footage of the building. So there's 4,000 square feet of office and 17,390 square feet of manufacturing space. And so the manufacturing, processing, and assembly, the 18 is, or actually the 20, because it's it says it's based on the square feet of gross floor area or the one stall per employee on highest shift. So are you saying
that... The challenge is that you've got a mix of uses. And so if you've got employees that are occupying office space and you've got employees that are occupying the manufacturing, then you almost have to think of it as two firms, right?
So you're saying it should be based on the square footage rather than the highest shift employee because that includes
office? Well, I think you could apply it either way. But if you looked at, if you considered it the highest shift, then what I'm suggesting is that you count the manufacturing employees only for that piece of the calculation.
Yeah, that's a good comment. Do you know how many manufacturing
employees? Yeah, Mr. Knowlton, I suspect we'll have somewhere, I currently have 15 full-time manufacturing employees and 6 management staff. At peak times, I could reach in between 20 and 25 full-time manufacturing employees, but that would last for a period of anywhere from 4 to maybe 8 months at a time. I think that the I understand the parking for management employees is registered at 201 per 250 square feet of office space, which means we would require 16 for the space that we have. There's just 6 of us.
You bet.
And I can't imagine having 16 for sure. And even with allowing a few extra parking spaces for visitors and customers and so forth, I could see possibly using 10 parking spaces for management and office at any given time for any purpose.
What type of traffic do you foresee coming at all, if any, from the general public?
Little to none other than shipping and receiving purposes.
Okay.
So, Ted, are you suggesting?
Yeah, my proposal is just to have them stripe 5 additional stalls. That's my reading of the ordinance.
7? Instead of 7.
Right. It's not, frankly, a notable difference. It's more thinking about how this might be applied in future sites where, let's say, a business comes to the city and they are looking at a site and a parking requirement might push them over the limit or under the limit. So it's just thinking about how the parking standard is applied in a mixed-use setting and exploring that with the staff. So,
and is staff okay with that if someone were to propose a motion? Yeah? Okay.
It sounds to me like there are going to be changes in the number of employees there, and so we might need even more parking. Is that true?
I can't imagine having more than, say, 25 full-time employees working manufacturing within the shop. Our business is it's about 50-50 manufacturing within the facility, and the other 50% is service, maintenance, and repair and construction installation work done in and around the valley and the Intermountain West. So, parking necessarily for employees, as I see it with the current facility, is not an issue. We're more than happy to go ahead and put in all full 7 stalls or 5 or whatever you see fit.
It's 29 now.
It is.
The 29 plus 5 would be 34. Is that clear?
A lot. Yeah, for what he sees as his needs.
So your manufacturing employees will fluctuate at times, but the office won't. The office.
That's correct. Staff,
okay.
Okay. Does anyone else have any issues? Ted, you want to make a motion then?
Yes. I move that the Planning Commission approve the proposed conditional use permit for RPS Composites Utah Incorporated at 615 West 900 North with the following conditions. 5 additional parking stalls must be striped on the site in compliance with city standards prior to issuance of a business license. All outdoor storage must be screened from view by a solid fence or wall at least 6 feet in height prior to issuance of a business license.
Thank you.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. All right. Item three, consideration of a site plan for an office building at Big West Oil located approximately 333 West Center Street. Steve Hansen, Bonneville Builders, is the applicant.
Okay, so some of you may remember we just went through site plan review for a couple of additional buildings at Big West Oil. They're in the process of kind of reorganizing, redesigning the site. And so this one deals with just this administrative office building here at Big West Oil. For their own policy reasons at the refinery, they need to move this building. As far as I understand it, it's moving it out of a blast zone, if that's correct. Or was that for the lab buildings? So just because they're growing?
Upscaling.
Okay. They're just growing, so they need more office space, it sounds like. So they're proposing to demolish the existing building and construct a new building just to the southwest of the existing one. The unique situation with this is that it's going to be demolished in phases. So here's kind of their phasing plan. Step one, so this is the existing building here in the light gray. The dark one is the proposed building, and this check mark one hash, I don't know how you want to describe that. That's also part of the existing building. So phase one will be the demolition of the striped section. And so they'll keep operating in this building while the construction of the new building is occurring. The second phase would be moving from the old building over to the new building. And then the third phase would be to demolish the remaining portion of the existing building. So they'll have a building in their parking lot for a very small amount of time as they're working in the new building. So appropriate parking needs to be provided at every phase of the project so that they're not out on the street. And so I put a table in your staff report that details the required parking for each phase and the provided parking. And the DRC believes that their proposed parking plan is sufficient. And the end result, the final building is also going to be in compliance with the parking standards. The parking will be provided away from the construction site. There will be parking here and then parking down here at the southern part of the site. Construction access to the buildings will be provided outside on the outside areas of the building so that there's no danger of people coming in where the existing building is located. The proposal includes 36,299 square feet of landscaping, which is 33% of the site area. The building coverage will be only 14% of the site. And the gross floor area is going to be 28,601 square feet in size. And so that does not trigger approval from the City Council. So you'll be the final approval authority on the application. So the DRC is recommending approval of the site plan with no conditions.
Thank you, Allie. Anybody have any questions or issues with Allie?
You said gross floor area was 28,601, but that's in two stories, so about 14,000 square foot footprint. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the footprint is, actually. Do you know?
Steve Hansen, Bonneville Builders.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is two stories, so okay. Each floor print is just under 15,000 square feet
okay.
per floor.
And this is a brick facade all the way around?
Yeah, it's a CMU building with a
okay.
steel structure up above.
Okay.
So
not
CMU
tilt up concrete, but just
it's
plain
all
flat roof, truss construction?
Yep.
Okay.
Anybody have any other questions?
Pretty straightforward.
I can make a motion.
Okay.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the site plan for a new office building at the Big West Oil Refinery site located at approximately 333 West Center Street.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We might want to, since Andrea's new, we might want to say who we are. So that was Bruce saying the motion, and Robert saying the second. Sorry. Any more discussion?
We'll turn like this.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The next item on the agenda is consideration of a site plan for a parking lot expansion at FedEx located at approximately 720 North, 400 West. Robert Clegg, URS Corporation, is the applicant. Thank you.
Okay. So the agenda item's kind of self-explanatory. It's the expansion of parking at FedEx. The parking is a mixture of employee parking and also parking for their trucks and trailers, storage type areas. So I've outlined in your staff report exactly the number of parking stalls that they're planning to add and where they are on the site. So these are just based on the needs of the business. It's not based on any expansion to the building or anything like that. And so they are over parked as far as the city parking standards go. So we don't need to review them for compliance in the number of parking stalls that they're proposing. But they're proposing to, so north is to your left on this map. But the existing areas here are just dirt or, just weeds out in the field area. And they're planning to pave these areas that are a little darker. This area here on the southwestern portion of the site is already paved. It was striped for storage, and they're just going to restripe it for employee parking rather than for storage and relocate the storage areas over here to the northeast of the site. So the Development Review Committee has reviewed this and determined that our landscaped island requirement in the city code, which is generally every 20 stalls, there's a landscaped island, or on the double rows of parking, there's an island at the end of each. We determined that ordinance should be applicable only to employee and public parking and not for semi-trailer truck storage parking. The landscaped islands would end up just getting destroyed anyway. And so we thought that it was the city's intent to beautify the parking lots and to provide shade for the public and employee parking areas, so we didn't feel it would be applicable to the northeast of the site. And we also, the DRC asked the applicant to include the islands, and they put them on the plan. In this southwestern portion of the site where they're just restriping, they did include this in their site plan application, but it wouldn't have been required to go through site plan review. So we didn't feel that it was appropriate to make them put in the landscaped islands at this time, because it technically didn't have to be part of the application. They could easily just have removed that if we had asked them to put the islands in. We just required the islands on this side at the end of the cul-de-sac here, and they did put islands at the ends of each double parking row here. They also provided some additional landscaping right here at the end of the cul-de-sac. They provided some additional landscaping to reach the 10% landscaping overall. As I outlined in the staff report, that the city had an agreement with FedEx, a landscaping agreement, many years ago, before this street was stubbed out, before 900 North or 200 West were stubbed out into the site. And the city had plans to establish an economic development area to, I think the original plan was to connect these roads through the site. Ended up that they didn't have the funding for the full connection, and so they ended up extending the roads here to the cul-de-sac areas. And part of that agreement was that when the city did set up the economic development area, FedEx was responsible for landscaping, very specific landscaping standards on 200 West and 900 North here. And it looks like 200 West definitely looks like it was completed. 900 North looks like it was completed, but maybe an irrigation system wasn't installed, and so it hasn't been maintained as well as the agreement would have hoped. And so FedEx has, they've offered to improve that landscaping, put some irrigation in there, and improve it in accordance with the original agreement. And so that will also be part of this application. The city engineer reviewed their drainage plan, and it looks like that the detention basins that are here, here, and here on the site were sized to fit as if the entire site were developed. And so they're good to go for all their future site plan applications. We also, the city engineer did give them the go-ahead to begin grading the project before approval from the Planning Commission, but they aren't permitted to install anything beyond road base until they receive approval from you. And so the DRC is recommending approval of the site plan for FedEx with no conditions.
Thank you, Allie. May I have any questions of Allie? The applicant here? Do you have any more to add, or?
Corey Bice with URS Corporation. I don't have anything else to add to what Allie's explained.
Anyone have any questions?
Just a general question. How do you look into your crystal ball and tell us what FedEx is going to be doing here 10 years from now? Or
I wish I knew. They haven't really let on to what they do know, that they want to expand on the eastern portion of their property. Whether that means more parking or more building, we don't know. They haven't let us know.
They're leasing from you?
No, we're their engineer on the.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Allie.
A little birdie talked to our building official recently about an expansion of the existing building, maybe going to two stories.
Oh, okay. Little bird.
Chairman, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
That the Planning Commission approved the site plan for the expansion of the parking areas at the FedEx Distribution Center located at 720 North, 400 West, Brian Horrocks.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second.
And we have a second by Bruce. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Allie. Okay, what do we got? Next thing on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from June 11th, 2013. Anyone get a chance to read them? Anyone have anything on page one? Anything on the back, page two? Nothing. Okay.
Got past Bruce even.
Got past Bruce. That's amazing. That's me. Anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes? I will. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written for June 11th, 2013.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. I'm Eric and Brian. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Hey, Eric, I just want to make a comment. Is everyone on the Planning Commission aware of the Thursday meeting that might be held here? I mean, it seems like there's going to be a Stericycle governor's office and the EPA of Utah meeting here on Thursday at 7 o'clock. So I know that.
Talk about what?
Talk about Stericycle and the EPA.
Okay.
Action or whatever. Okay. There's been flyers handing out in my neighborhood repeatedly and lots of talk. And so anyhow, I'll be here on the Thursday meeting, and I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware if you were interested.
That's here in this building?
That's here in this building at 7 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay.
Give us a two sentence summary of what's going on.
I don't know. I mean, unless you know. I don't know who organized it or what's going on exactly.
Council Member Jensen's friend, go ahead. And the city is not sponsoring it.
That's what I thought. I think it's a neighborhood sponsored. They're just using the building.
They're just using the building. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's your understanding as well. Everything I've seen seems like a group of neighbors have been talking and setting up these things, and they were trying to do it in July, and it got moved to June. And I think the city's just allowing the building to be used for the meeting. So I don't know who's kind of speaking or what. The flyers that get passed out said that the governor's office will have a representative, EPA, and that they've invited Stericycle. And there's several different environmental agencies or groups or organizations that will send somebody as well.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. Along with that, there's apparently my neighborhood is having issues with the pond construction.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
And there's some sort of open house.
There is an open house on July 2nd.
July 2nd.
I'm not sure.
Because I just got an email from my neighbor.
There's a speedway that day, I hear.
Well,
I mean, oh.
That's why there,
there is a car show, but this should be done.
Oh, okay.
When is the meeting?
5:30.
So then they'll be able to drive up and
yes.
Do the Festival of Speed. Very good. After
so
you.
That'll be a good opportunity if you have neighbors who
we had
want to know about the
we
project.
Had a neighborhood party a few weeks ago, and they were very upset.
Who was?
My neighbors.
Neighbors, okay.
From anything from the city didn't tell us about this to we don't like what they're doing to why didn't they put a roof on it? What else?
We've had many of those questions ourselves and the city council as well last week.
Cost too much money. What else?
Pretty impressive project.
Yeah.
So I think that the meeting will be helpful to residents.
Well, I tried.
Open house format. We'll have some handouts and things. I've seen there's some new landscaping plans we've never shared with anybody, so they'll be available.
As a civil engineer, I try to answer water questions and that for them in construction, but they weren't buying it, so so apparently they went the next step to city council.
The lady that came, the couple that came to city council, I think in she made 20 points in 30 seconds, and 18 of them were wrong.
Okay.
Wow.
That most of them were wrong when they explained them to me, too, but
so
I didn't help in any.
and it was, you know, it was just the public comment period, so we couldn't really even address her as much.
And did she bring up the one issue that they're, as usual, suburbanites, we all do this. It's going to lower the value of my home. That's
did raise that
okay.
issue.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was none of my expertise that could calm her on that, but I don't believe that, but I don't know.
Well, good time to appeal her property taxes then.
Because something tells me that usually these projects, once it's in and it becomes a normal part of the neighborhood, that people forget about it and it doesn't hurt the value at all, but
I think that having dead landscaping in the whole neighborhood would hurt her values.
Yeah.
This is a
so.
Is the tank going to be covered?
No, but that was one of the things that my neighbors expressed. First, you know, they start with, "We can't afford this," and then they say, "Why aren't they putting a roof on it?" And I'm like, "That's a real major project. You put a roof on that thing. That becomes a tank."
Yeah.
And you can't just put a roof on it's got to be designed completely different, and that adds probably, people don't realize, it probably would double the cost, maybe more.
Yeah. True.
So.
Support a lot of concrete.
Yeah.
So anyway. I was standing up here to make a comment before you adjourn.
Okay.
Also.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know if you're ready for me.
I'm ready.
But,
ready.
Okay. I've been working with the city manager and the mayor and some other agencies in Davis County on some pretty significant economic development projects and things that the city is doing. And I just thought it might be good on our next agenda if we set aside some time at the end. I can make a presentation to the Planning Commission and let you know exactly what's going on. Some of it's pretty complicated. It's a little more than just telling you at the mic. You know, we could look at some maps and some budget things. But it is pretty exciting, and it's going to impact the Planning Commission's work quite a bit. So
okay.
I thought that would be a good item.
Yeah.
The other thing
cool.
that I thought, we've had some light agendas, and maybe I just missed talking about the general plan or something. I don't know. but if we wanted to maybe in a more routinely have items on the agenda that are a little more long term, we could talk about some long range planning. We could talk about the general plan implementation steps we're taking. We could try to work an update into our regular course of business with the Planning Commission. I think that might be helpful. We're doing more with statistically tracking building permitting and growth issues and things, and we can try to work those things into your agendas maybe quarterly or every other month or something, so that you're a little more in touch with what's really going on. Things are moving really quickly in the Wasatch Front in the economy, and lots of things are changing, so, and that's impacting North Salt Lake. And then the last item that we might want to do is some training again. It's been a long time since it's been about a year since we've done a little training, and I'll put some thought into what training topics could be. But if you'd like to suggest some training topics, I'd be happy to arrange for some of that. And it doesn't have to be just me. It can be others. It could be Ted. It could be
how many
Ted does some training.
How many people on the commission members have gone through have gone through the League of Cities and Towns training?
I haven't yet. I'd like
to. We could definitely arrange that too.
I have. You have, but it's been a while.
Oh, again, if it but came up.
Yeah, I'll check into that, and if there isn't one coming up, we can provide you with CDs.
Great.
Yeah, because that'd be good to go over again.
That's always good.
Yeah.
That's not.
But if you have suggested things we could discuss, one of the things that comes to mind is that we continue to talk about maybe portions of the city's land use ordinance that we feel uncomfortable with, maybe like parking parking requirements. And, you know, I think that part of the role of the Planning Commission could be that we discuss some of the things in the code that you think ought to be amended from time to time. So think about those things and send me an email and let me know if there's things you want to talk about, and we'll get ourselves prepared to have good discussion on those things. So
okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Eric, sorry, I had a comment also. If you guys remember at the last meeting, we had those two digital billboard conversions on the agenda. We received a building permit for the one, the farthest south one, that was not going to upgrade the structure. And they are upgrading the structure, and so we believe the application was misrepresented by maybe me or the applicant. And so we've asked them to come back to the Planning Commission for approval on that one, just so that we weren't pulling the wool over your eyes or anything with the upgrade of the structure. So that will likely be on your next agenda.
Those were the issues that Ted brought up, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is why we wanted him to come back to Planning Commission.
You're right, Ted.
Yeah, but their army of lawyers will be here too.
They're not proposing to raise it or change the size in any way. They just have to upgrade the pole. The pole is really rusted and awful looking, to be honest, and probably would fall over if they didn't upgrade it.
Sure.
But they are upgrading this. They're beefing up the pole a little bit, but it will be the same height and everything. So,
okay.
I wonder if you might have the city attorney just look at that one issue and give us some advice on
it. I was just going to mention that since we have some time, we will have David Church get familiar with the issue and give us an opinion. And we'll share that with you.
Okay. Meeting adjourned, I guess. Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, they did four.
Did you end up with five?
Four.
Or
four.
So
So you live in North Shore?
Yeah, about the second.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. They changed
ordinance. Yeah. You do a ton of work for that.
And then they were doing money.
Open-ended.
He's hoping that someday, because of the name, he's hoping someday it'll become like the big one
in England.
England.
Yeah, they've got some pretty cool facilities. You could do something like they do. Eaglewood Loop could turn into a really cool little racetrack.
Lasted for a long, long
time. Dirt track.
Those could be a landing field.
A landing field.
For some STOL.
I made so many run curves today because I thought it was somewhere different.
But yeah, he does a good job. It's
awesome.
It'll be interesting this year because of the second being on
I ran into
a work.